Most weight loss programs are short-term fixes, but managing your weight needs a long-term solution. And that's what makes Noom different. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB. DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, July 29th edition. We have a 7-game slate on tap for you today. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Nice small slate to get back at it. Fun-filled, warm weekend out here on the West Coast. Hope everybody's doing well and is ready for another week of action as we're almost into August. Football, we have preseason football this week. Tells you everything you need to know. If you want to get ready for the NFL DFS season, you want to go to thequantedge.com. They're going to crush it in preseason because they have the boys from the Power Hour DFS, John Proctor, Hodge. They're one of the best group of preseason players out there. You will destroy preseason NFL DFS. Plus, the NFL season is going to be great with Elliot and crew. Big crew, awesome crew, great new tools, member Discord, all the great stuff. And you can get the NFL season for $149.99, which is a steal compared to other websites you look at. But when you use promo code Bubba, you get the rest of MLB free as well, which is another $50 value. So I highly recommend going to thequantedge.com, get ready for the NFL season with for $149.99. Use promo code Bubba, get MLB free. Also, if you can give a rating and review on iTunes, I'd appreciate it. Take a couple minutes out of your day. It would mean a lot to me. Please go to iTunes, give a rating and review. All right, again, 7 games on tap tonight. We're going to have offense for days. You got Braves Nationals total 9.5, D-backs Marlins 8, Pirates Reds 9.5, Jays Royals 10, Dodgers Rockies 10.5, and Coors Tigers Angels 10.5, Orioles Padres should be, you know, probably an 8.5, 9, something along those lines, because you got to respect Paddock, but the Orioles are dog poop, so there you go. So we have 6 of the 7 totals right now. 5 of the 6 are 9.5 or higher. It's going to be a bloodbath all over the MLB diamond this evening. When we take a look at the pitching on this slate, we have 4 guys at $9,400 or higher. They're all in play on a night like tonight. Just a matter of making it work with the bats you want. So you might not get Coors, but like I said, all those other great totals, you can still make this happen. You got Patrick Corbin at 10-8 at home against the Atlanta Braves. Corbin's faced him twice or once this year. 5 innings, 2 earned, 5 Ks for only 11 points, which is surprising. But he's been outstanding at home of late. 28 against Colorado, 35 against Kansas City, 24 against Miami, 29 against Philadelphia. Those are his last 4 home starts. Been very, very good. You get a Braves team who had a good weekend for sure. Against Philadelphia. Now they head to Washington, a team that strikes out 22% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Corbin, 28% K rate, 46% ground ball rate. Atlanta has a 4.4 team total. Lefties, 256. Righties, 313. They do hit lefties very well with a 337 wOBA and a 202 ISO. Corbin's not your average lefty, but he's in play at 10-8. Probably more GPP than cash. You got Caleb Smith at 10-6 at home against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Smith at home is averaging almost 21 DK points per start. 2.23 home ERA. He's been great at home. He's, you know, 3 or 4 starts back since getting things going. He's got 17 or more points in all 4 starts, coming off a 33-point performance at the Chicago White Sox. Gets the Arizona Diamondbacks tonight, which is always an up-and-down matchup because they can be really, really good or really, really bad. You don't know what you're going to get there. They strike out 20% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Again, Smith, as we know, gives up a lot of fly balls, a lot of home runs, but that's why he's really good at home compared to the random times on the road. But when you look at Arizona, they have the lowest total on the slate at 3.95. It's pretty crazy that the lowest total is almost 4. Baltimore might be lower than that, but for now, that's what we have. That's pretty freaking wild. Lefties 310, righties 289 versus Caleb Smith, so some reverse splits there. But Arizona does hit lefties well, a 374 wOBA and a 241 ISO are pretty telling as a team in that situation. So Caleb Smith, another guy like Corbin in play. I like him more than Corbin when it comes to cash. Both GPP for me tonight. the next two guys are guys I'll be targeting unless they're like chalkier than chalk, unless I differentiate with my bats. We'll have to see when ownerships get posted in the Quantad member Discord later today. Chris Paddock, $10,200 at home against the Baltimore Orioles. Paddock's averaging almost 25 points per game at home, a 2.36 ERA compared to 15 points and a 3.2 ERA on the road. Recent home starts, recent starts in general, got beat up at the Mets, but then 34 at Miami, 22 at the Dodgers, 20, almost 30 at St. Louis, or home versus St. Louis, got beat up at Pittsburgh, got beat up at the Giants, and then 26 at home against Arizona. He's been very, very good at home. And you get a Baltimore team, you know you can strike out a boatload. They strike out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Paddock, 26.5% K rate, 41.5% ground ball rate. Lefties hitting 304, righties only 256 versus Paddock. And the Baltimore Orioles is a team of 312 WOBA in a 180 ISO. So Paddock at 10-2 is outstanding on this slate. I expect him to be popular, but he is very, very good tonight. And then Sonny Gray at $9,400. Yes, he's at home in Cincinnati. Yes, Cincinnati's got the wind blowing out the left field. It's going to be hot over most of baseball, so pretty good hitting environments in general. Thing with the Pitt-Cincinnati game, be careful. With the wind blowing out, plus there's rain coming in later in the game. But when you look at Sonny Gray, he's averaging about 17 points per game at home. He's averaging about 16 points for versus Pittsburgh in his three starts versus Pittsburgh. And when you really look at Sonny Gray, 21, 24, 27, 43, 23. Those are his last five starts, all of which except one came on the road. So, and one was in Coors. So he's been pitching in tough environments. So you can't say Great American Small Park, this, that, and the other. He's been getting it done time and time again. He's a minus 180 home favorite. That's the second highest favorite on the slate outside of what Paddock might be. Pittsburgh doesn't strike out a lot, just below 19% of the time versus right-handed pitching. But Gray's got a 29% K rate, 55% ground ball rate right now, which is outstanding. Pittsburgh has a 4.1 team total. It's the third lowest on the slate. Lefties are only in 284. Righties 271 off of Sonny Gray. So it's been very, very impressive with Gray. The Pirates do have a 341 WOBA, but a 180 ISO versus lefties, which is very good. But as a whole, Sonny Gray, sneaky good GPP play tonight. So if I'm ranking the top, it's Paddock 1, Gray 2, Corbin 3, Caleb Smith 4. I have Corbin ahead of Smith because I think Corbin has the higher ceiling. Smith has the safer floor in their matchups. So I got Corbin ahead of Smith. But Paddock and Gray would be my two guys in this upper tier. Now when you drop down, you look at Brad Keller at $8,400 at home against the Toronto Blue Jays. Keller's coming off of three great starts since the All-Star break. 23, 22, 31 and a half at Atlanta, White Sox, Tigers in his last three starts. 3.3 a home ERA, averaging about 18 points per game at home on the season. You got a Blue Jays team we just called up Bo Bichette, so they're getting younger, more prospects. Good times there, but Keller's velo's been up since the All-Star break. Things looking really good for Keller. You got a Toronto team that strikes out about 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Keller 52% ground ball rate, and he's striking out more guys with the increased velocity. Toronto's got a 4.9 team total. Lefties 350, righties 328 versus Keller. Again, last three starts, different Brad Keller. Could he revert back? No question about it. It's Brad Keller after all. But you got to ride with what you got right now. And right now we got a different pitcher since the All-Star break, kind of like Ronaldo Lopez. Brad Keller has been doing things differently, and it's been working. A Toronto team with only a 310 WOBA, which is bad, and then a 188 ISO, which is okay against right-handed pitching. So Keller at 84, very, very nice play if you want to save some cash. And then lastly, Jaime Barria, $7,200 at home against the Detroit Tigers is a great play. Barria's got a 2.04 home ERA compared to 10.6 on the road. He's averaging almost 17 points per game at home. Recent starts at the Dodgers, 16, at Seattle, minus 12, at Texas, 24, Cincinnati, 20, Oakland, 18, at KC, minus 15, Seattle, 16. So as you can tell, if he goes bad, it goes real bad. But then other than that, it's like 17 or more points, which is $7,200 on this slate to get you a bunch of bats. Barria's a great play because you got Detroit, who strikes out almost 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Barria's $7,200, and he's a minus 240 favorite. That's great win equity. 23% K rate for Barria. Does give up a lot of fly balls. That's what can get him in trouble. And when it comes to Detroit, they have a couple guys with pop. There's no hiding that. But as a whole, not bad. A 4.12 team total for Barria against Detroit. Lefties 313, righties 370. Some reverse splits for Barria. And then the Tigers are 293 wOBA, which is dreadful, and a 154 ISO, which is average at best versus right-handed pitching. So Barria, very solid play. Down below, I got Barria 1, Keller 2. In reality, I'll probably just have a lineup with those two and get all the bats. That's probably where I'll be. I think that might be popular, though. So Barria and maybe a Corbin, Barria, Paddock. You can make some magic happen there as well. That's kind of where I'll be going with the pitchers on tonight's slate. Let's get into the bats. Again, we got Coors in play tonight. We got 9.5 totals pretty much everywhere. It's going to be a wild one. So at the catcher's position, you got Will Smith, the new lamented Dodgers starter. He's been outstanding, like their number three best prospect. He's averaging over 10 points his last 10 games. But he's only been up for two games, 34-5 in his two games since getting called up. He's 4,500 in Coors. Very pricey, but very good play nonetheless. Now, if you want to save some money at the catcher's position, you got guys like Kevin Smith of the Angels. If he cracks the lineup, he's against Jordan Zimmermann at 36. The Angels will be a sneaky nice play tonight. They have a team total of 6.4. Maybe not sneaky nice because they have the second highest total just below the Dodgers. They're higher than Colorado. But Jordan Zimmerman's really, really bad. Lefties 402, righties 337. Angels will be a nice pivot off of Coors this evening for a little late night hammer action. But like I said, there's going to be a lot of great places to go with all the offense tonight. A few others to look at. You can look at Jorge Alfaro if you want. And his matchup versus Merrill Kelly. That could be an option for you. If Dustin Garneau starts for Anaheim, he's only 3,300. Austin Hedges, if he gets to start versus Jakob Bonas at 32, definitely has some appeal to it. Hedges, you know, 0, but then 14, 14, 5, 4, 18 in his previous starts. So 3,200 against a guy like Jakob Bonas, who's really, really not very good. You can take advantage of that for sure. Or you can just say, screw it. You know, you got Walters of Colorado for 31 versus Maeda and Coors. Tucker Barnhart's back. He's 29 versus Lyles. I've always been a Tucker Barnhart fan on this show. He's always cheap with upside. Put up 17 points yesterday, 6 the game before that. He's been back. He's had two games back from the IL. He's got multi-hit games in both games. He's 2,900 bucks going up against Jordan Lyles, who's very, very not good. Cincinnati's got a 5.4 team total, fourth highest on the slate, just below Colorado. Lefties hit Jordan Lyles at 344, righties 300. So a guy like Tucker Barnhart at 29 is a very, very good punt if you want to go there. Cam Gallagher of Kansas City versus Pinone of Toronto for 28 is another good punt. So if you want to save some cash, John Hicks of Detroit, if you're not using Barria, is 28. That's going to be tough to do. Danny Jansen's only 26. He's been struggling a bit, but big upside still against Brad Keller. So there are definite places you could go. I'd probably go with Gallagher and Barnhart, but Hicks, Jansen, other punts for you as well if you need to go there. First base, you got Muncy and Coors at 56. He's got, I think, two or three career home runs off of Gray. You got Jock Jams and Coors at 53. Coors is built for places like Jock Jams. That's going to be outstanding. Again, Dodgers 6.5 team total. Lefties 348, righties 312 off of John Gray. Even Matt Beattie's up to 49. It's like, it's hard to pay for that price. I'll give you that much. I'd rather have Jock Jams or Muncy if I'm paying this high. But you don't have to pay this high. You can go Daniel Murphy at 47 versus Maeda. Murphy's swinging a very good stick. Don't fret on that one. Or you go down to the likes of... it drops off quick after those Coors boys because I like Freeman and all, but for Corbin, I'd rather spend 200 more to get to Murphy. Pujols at 44. I know he's swinging a good bat. I know Zimmerman's horrible. I can't do it. He'll be a very low-owned GPP if you do it, though. So I just want to mention that, but I can't do it. Pretty much after the Coors boys, I dropped down to Joey Votto at 4K versus Jordan Lyles. Again, watch the weather in Cincinnati, but a good spot here for Votto. I know it's hit and miss, like 5-4-2-5 with a 25-10, 6-0-14. The upside's still there. It's just consistently not great. He's got decent success versus Lyles. And when Lyles gets beat up, it's beat up bad. If Howie Kendrick's in the lineup versus Keuchel at 4K, big fan of that. The Nats, when we get to BVP, have a lot of success versus Dallas Keuchel. The Nats have a 5.12 team total, fifth highest on the slate. Lefty's 279, righty's 353 so far versus Keuchel. Lots of loud contact. The other shoe will drop eventually. Howie at 4K is a good play for you there. Eric Hosmer at 4K versus Jakob Bonas. Hosmer was playing really good for a while. He's quieted down. Averaging only 4.5 his last 10. Good spot versus Jakob Bonas to get right, though. And then Justin Smoke at 39 versus Keller. Smoke over averaging 8 over his last 10, went deep yesterday for 20 points. You know, a 2, a 7, a 0, then a 19 and a 16. Always some ups there with Justin Smoke and a GPP, especially for the $3,900 price tag. Yonder Alonso and Coors, the 39ers, Kenta Maeda is outstanding. 19 points from Yonder yesterday in Cincinnati. We had his recent starts, 19, 16, 5, and 3. Those are his recent four starts. Or no, he's only had two starts with the Rockies, actually. And he's got you 19 and 16. The rest of them were all pinch hit appearances. So $3,900 versus Kenta Maeda and Coors is a very good price tag. Chesler Cuthbert at 38 versus Pinone. The Royals have a 5.1 team total. Lefties 314, righties 365 versus Pinone. So as you can see, there are lots of options, not just in Coors. Like Yonder at 39 is great, but Chesler Cuthbert at 38 has got upside. Smoke in a GPP, both below 4,000. You got Howie Kendrick at 4K, who's been struggling a lot, but there's options down here if you choose to make it. And then another really good punt, first base, third base eligible, Matt Theis of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim is 3,400. He went deep twice yesterday for 30 points, went deep on Friday night, so 37 and 16 in his last three games. You know, he's only hitting a .189, but he's got some pop at decent minor numbers. He's 3,400. And you're facing a guy like Ryan Zimmerman, you could do much, much worse. So there's some nice punts here at catcher and first base to start out our look through the hitting positions. Second base, again, Muncy at 56 is in play, but Whit Merrifield at 49. The Royals could be a fun one tonight because Pinone is just not good. That's the story of baseball, is your pitching is just not good. Lourdes Gurriel's quieted down a bit, but 45 is not bad. But you got Ryan McMahon in Coors at 44. That's a really, really good price tag. If you want to look there, was Kenta Maeda. A few others. Kendrick, 4K. VR against Paddock at 4K. Only if you're getting really weird to GPP, you could do that. Ozzie Albies hits lefties well. I respect Corbin, but Albies at 38, good GPP play as well. Kevin Biggio at 37 versus Keller. There's just so much value on the slate. If you want to pay up for pitching, you can. I don't see people doing it, so that could be a nice, unique way to make a lineup. But Biggio's in play for you if you need to go there. And Giffo at 35, Scooter Jeanette at 34. But Brian Dozier at 34 has got some good numbers versus Keuchel, mashes lefties. So I just mentioned Ringifo, Jeanette, Dozier, all 35 or 3,400. I'd go Dozier, Jeanette, Ringifo. That's how I would rank them. But they're in play for you if you need to go all the way down here. So again, more value to be had. Third base, you got Justin Turner and Coors at 52. But Eugenio Suarez against Lyles at 51. Suarez continues to crush it. Great pivot off of Turner, if not paying up. So 51 for Suarez, not bad. You got Arenado and Coors. But Rendon versus a lefty at 49 is very nice pivot off the Coors bats as well. Manny Machado only 46 versus Yacobonis has some serious upside. Again, Yacobonis not very good. Machado's been in a funk of late. That could really change this evening. You got Hunter Dozier at 45 versus Pinone, a nice look as well. David Fletcher at 41, I can see that as some potential upside versus Zimmerman. He's third base outfield eligible, 3-29, 2-12, 13 in his last five for Fletcher. So again, if you're stacking Anaheim, is where you're probably not going to one-off with Fletcher, but stacking-wise, you can go there. Colin Moran in Cincinnati at 38 for a GPP, but I'd rather go Cuthbert at 38 or Van Meter at 37. He's been batting fifth for the Reds. Third base outfield eligible. He's averaging over 10 in his last 10, 11, 17, 20, 24. If you haven't been playing Van Meter, you're not paying attention or you're not in the FSD Slack chat because he's the talk of the town when it comes lineups come out. His price is almost up to 4K, which is going to suck, but he's earned it. He's been damn good. He's been in the lineup pretty much every day, batting fifth for the Reds. Good spot at 37 again versus Jordan Lyles. Another piece of savings. You got guys like Brian Anderson, Vlad Guerrero at 37, 36 if you need to. But Matt Theis is down here at 34. Mentioned him already. Heimer Candelario at 33 as well. If you need to go there, I'd rather go to Theis at 34 than Candyman at 33. Shortstop, Tatis Jr. at 54 versus Yacobonis has a spot in everyone's heart. Trey Turner at 49 is interesting against Keuchel. You know, you got Corey Seager at 47 versus John Gray is a nice value. Mentioned Machado already. Corey Seager only 47. Coors is pretty sweet. I don't mind that at all. I think there's some upside to be had there. You could look at Nico Goodrum at 4K if you need to. Don't hate that completely. Below 4K, though, it's not as great as before. Like, Bo Bichette got the call. He'll be batting 37. If you want to go the Bichette route versus Keller, you can. Arnold and Simmons at 37. Both good looks for you there. Mentioned Ringifo earlier at 35. Other than that, not a ton I'm in love with down here at this point in time, but can't wait to see Bo Bichette's ownership. He's up. He's probably going to be leading off. He's 3,700. Decent matchup. That could be fun. Outfield, you got Cody Bellinger at 58. He's hit great, very, very well. Hasn't taken him deep, but he's hit him very well. Mike Trout at 57 is outstanding. I like that pivot off of the Coors boys. You got Bellinger, you got Blackman, Peterson all around him, but a Trout at 57 is great. You got Shohei Ohtani at 52, which is not bad either. He homered over the weekend. Both good, all good plays up there in the 5K and above. When you drop down, we mentioned Whit Merrifield already. David Dahl, only 48 versus Maeda's got some appeal to it. The Dodgers will be the popular Coors play. It's always fun to be able to get a cheap or a lower owned Rockies. They'll still be high owned, but lower than the opposition is always fun. Hunter Renfro at 47 makes for a very intriguing GPP play versus Jakob Bonus. And his matchup, Cole Calhoun at 45 is in play for you for sure. Verdugo at only 45 in Coors is very, very appealing in his matchup. Jorge Soler at 43 versus Pannone. I love that price point there. Juan Soto hits lefties fine at 43. I almost like Soler more at 43. I think there's a lot of appeal in that matchup versus Pannone. Like that quite a bit. Few others to take a peek at when you get down here. They got Jesse Winker at 41. I could see that being nice. David Fletcher mentioned him already. Franmil Reyes, GPP only. Justin Upton at only 4K versus Zimmerman. Has a nice stack aspect to it, or even a one-off down there. Teoscar Hernandez is swinging a hot bat at 3,900 if you want to get contrarian. But Van Meter again at 37. Adam Jones at 37 in a GPP. Kevin Biggio at 37. Definitely options down here if you need to go above Starling at 35. If you're doing a wraparound Royals stack, he's in play for you. So there are definite options down here if you come to hang out and play at the outfield value spots. So value to be had all over the diamond tonight. That's very good to see. If you want to pay up for pitching, there's options indeed. All right, looking at the pitching recap on this slate. Up top, Paddock 1, Gray 2, Corbin 3, Smith 4. Then down below, Barria and Keller 1 and 2. I'll definitely do a Barria-Keller lineup, get some heavy, heavy bats. And then I'm going to mix in some value bats to get some higher price pitching, because I think a higher price pitching should be a little lower owned than it should be tonight. Your stacks, you obviously have Coors. The Dodgers versus John Gray is a great place. You know, the Dodgers just crush everybody. Lefty's hitting 348 off of John Gray. They're all a great play there. Colorado versus Maeda is very solid as well. But I think the Angels versus Jordan Zimmerman, lefty's 402, righty's 337 versus Zim, has a nice pivot point. The Reds versus Lyles is very nice. But, you know, outside of like, you have Coors, you have the Angels. I think the Angels is a great pivot off of them. But going down to Washington versus Keiko, lefties 279, righties 353, or maybe even better, the Royals against Pannone, lefties 314, righties 365, could be a couple really nice spots to go right there when it comes to stacking. All right, BVP on this slate. As a team, the Nationals are hitting 370 with a 424 wOBA and a 200 ISO versus Dallas Keuchel. Rendon's 3-for-7, Dozier 7-for-15 with a double and a homer. Yan Gomes, cheap catcher, 7-for-20, two doubles and a homer. Kendrick, 9-for-24, a double and a homer. Lots to like with the Nats tonight. Josh Donaldson, 4-for-7 with a double and a homer. Camargo, 4-for-11, two doubles and a homer off of Patrick Corbin. Joey Votto, I mentioned him earlier, how he's got good success versus Lyles. Very inconsistent bat. He's 4K. Votto, 7-for-16, two doubles, two homers off Jordan Lyles. Dietrich, Puig, Peraza have all taken Lyles deep as a team. They're hitting 346 with a 463 wOBA and a 296 ISO versus Jordan Lyles. Corey Dickerson has got two homers off of Gray, only hitting 263. Justin Smoke, 2-for-6, two homers off Brad Keller. Iannetta, 5-for-14, two homers off Maeda. Walters, 5-for-12 with a double. Blackman, 7-for-22, two doubles and a homer. Desmond's taking them deep. Dahl's taking them deep twice. Cody Bellinger, 9-for-14, four doubles and a triple off of Gray. Muncy, 3-for-9 with a double and two homers. Verdugo, 4-for-8 with a homer. Seager, 6-for-16 with a double and a homer. Pollock, 5-for-13, three doubles. Turner, 8-for-25, three doubles. They're hitting 333 with a 440 wOBA and a 275 ISO versus John Gray. So some teams are owning people out here. Albert Pujols, 4-for-10 with a double and two homers off Zimmerman. He's pricey, but he's got it done. Upton, 7-for-20 with a homer off of Zim. So again, to reiterate, like we say pretty much every night, but really again tonight, offense for days. All right, everybody. Hope everybody has a great Monday. Get your feet wet back into the work week. Lots coming up here again. NFL preseason kicking off. Go check out thequantedge.com. Promo code Bubba. You buy the season package for $149.99. You get the rest of baseball free. So I highly recommend checking that out. If you get a rating and review on iTunes, I'd much appreciate it. Go check out fantasysportsdgens.com. Lots of great stuff coming up out there. Last week I had Bench with Bubba 191 with Bubba and the Bat Flip. 192 with our buddy Matt Bowie of Razzball previewing the AFC and NFC North. And then 193 with Jorge Montanez of Fantrax and the Bases Loaded podcast talking more fantasy baseball. We'll be back with more Bench with Bubba this week, including a Bubba and the Bat Flip episode 2 tonight. Monday night we'll record for your listening pleasure. The always pressing PGA DFS podcast will be back previewing the Wyndham Classic with myself and Jesse. The NASCAR boys crushed it over the weekend. Great stuff there. Just overall, lots going on in the Slack chat, and it's free. So come check it out, fantasysportsdgens.com. But everybody has a great Monday, as this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, July 29th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.